members and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I want to mention again, before I get into the program, that I'm going to be doing programs starting at 1 or 11 to 1 daily, but they will not be here on being transmitted out of the transmitter. You'll hear a replay of the Present Truth at 6 p.m. starting Monday. I'll be doing 2 hours, but the 2 hours that I'm doing will be on streaming, will be streamed. And you can go, if you want to stream, you can stream on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Not American Freedom Network. America's Freedom Network, apostrophe S, plural. That change will take place Monday. So starting Monday, I will air the program Present Truth, 6 p.m. And again, on Sunday, my hours are changed. I will broadcast from the towers here on 1360 KHNC, 10 to 1. So I will have the 3-hour program on Sundays. It was 9 to noon. It will now be 10 to 1. And also, you will be able to stream the Sunday program not only on KHNC.com, but also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So however you want to listen. You can listen radio over the air, in your radio, in your car at home, or it'll be streamed on 1360khnc.com, also streamed nationally, also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So that takes care of that. And I will mention it again tomorrow. And, I'll have to mention it again one more time tomorrow. I'm going to begin today with, I'm torn between, okay, who is Donald Trump's running mate going to be? I want to begin there. The candidate that is most likely is an individual by the name of J.D. Vance. Well, J.D. Vance, I had mentioned at an earlier program, I think 6 weeks ago, J.D. Vance is a sleeper. He is a globalist. He is not who you think he is. He is a darling of the Republican Party, the UNA Party, and Donald Trump. I think the way politics are played, you have to go with the strongest vice president. Vance would be, he's a darling to the Republican Party, and he is also a Pilgrim Society product out of Europe. He's been in position politically, miraculously, from the time that he started his political career. I'm going to just give you a little bit of history of this individual. He has a paper-thin biography. He has just magically been successful financially. He is an insider trading. He's an Ohio senator. He's 39 years old. Well, I think he's 40 years old now. He's very young, appealing. The younger voting crowd would probably like to vote for the Trump-Vance ticket. I'm not sure. 100%. Donald Trump's going to make a decision quickly. He's going to be forced to move on his pick, his choice. He graduated at Ohio State in 2007. He went to the Senior Executive Service and the Continuity of Government and Pilgrim Society preferred Yale. Was he a Skull and Bones? Is he part of a secret society? This is the million-dollar question. Generally, for the Pilgrim Society to keep you in their realm of choices for political office, then you better be a member of some sort of secret society, a fraternal order, a Freemason. I don't trust him. He wrote a book about himself. He's a Kentucky hillbilly from the Rust Belt. Kind of, so just out of nowhere, he becomes, you know, a senator of Ohio. He's been placed at a number of venture capital firms, considered a lightweight. But these firms that he was placed at were firms that are British Pilgrim Society, tied into British Pilgrims and the City of London. Friends would be Eric Schmidt, Darren Blanton, Peter Thiel, James Breyer, Mark Andresen, which you probably don't know these names. These people are very powerful people in globalists, in the world of the globalists, in that system. Mark Cavim, Battelle Memorial Institute, PayPal, Facebook. So that is J.D. Vance to begin with. And it could be that Donald Trump may be forced to pick this individual. I'll be back.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time home buyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Beside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender. Snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a curvature of silk.
So is Donald Trump about ready to pick a snake as vice president? Now he is again, J.D. Vance is a Republican darling. After this book was written, you know, there was a film made about him, and it was also, he was again being a hillbilly from the Rust Belt to cement his political career. After he was elected, he was placed on the U.S. Senate, and he was placed in the U.S. Senate in 2022, and he was funded by the Pilgrim Society financiers. No experience. He was then placed on six important Senate committees to vote the way of his handlers. Wikipedia, the lying Wic, waxed eloquent, and they were more than happy to present J.D. Vance, you know, in his political positions. And he is... He knows exactly how to say the right things that the Republican people want to hear, the conservatives, while he stabs them in the back. So this is J.D. Vance. And behind the scenes, back in the dark recesses of political power, once again, the Uniparty, they are ready to bring in a man that they choose, though Donald Trump is probably being persuaded to bring in J.D. Vance, because at this point there really aren't any women that are going to help Trump's campaign. They're looking for that right person. I guarantee you won't be Judas Iscariot Pence this time. The old Judas Iscariot Pence. They do say there's quite a bit of talk that Pence is a pedophile. This talk has been out there for years and years. True or not, I don't know. He looks kind of creepy to me. Now, I'm going to go to Israel, and what has been happening in Israel, in Lebanon, is really intensifying. Israel is striking day and night at Hezbollah in Gaza. I'm sorry, at Hamas in Gaza, to the south, to the center, to the northern part of Gaza. Lebanon, out of Lebanon, there has been quite a bit of activity from Hezbollah. This was Tyler Durden. This was yesterday out of the Zero Hedge. I like his articles. Quote, there are fresh reports out of the Israeli military that the country's war cabinet is discussing launching a full-scale war against Hezbollah, which would likely involve an army ground invasion of southern Lebanon. Could this be possible? Can Israel fight on two fronts? Yes. The answer is yes. Chief of Staff of the Israeli Defense Force, Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi, said Tuesday a tough decision is close. Amid ratcheting daily attacks on northern Israel, we are approaching the point where a decision will have to be made, and the IDF is prepared and very ready for this decision. I'll say this. The Arab community, the whole Arab community in the Middle East, they don't want to be forced to involve themselves in this war. Well, they don't, to stay out of actual involvement physically, militarily, they are funding heavily Hamas, Hezbollah, all the terrorist groups, heavy funding, because they don't want to actually have to go to war with Israel. Saudi Arabia doesn't want it. Iran eventually will. But they realized in the first 30 days, Israel was not going to negotiate. Hamas was not going to negotiate. There would be no ceasefire. Israel has given a little. They have been flexible to some degree, whereas Hamas has been inflexible. They will not. There will be no ceasefire. Any kind of dialogue or agreements to stop this conflict in the Gaza. Israel now, because of the heavy barrage of rockets that have been pouring into northern Israel from Lebanon, there are forest fires, there are fires raging in northern Israel. And like this general said, that Israel is at the point where a decision is going to be made. That decision is Israel is going to send troops into Lebanon. Christ said that in Matthew chapter 24, that before his return, especially in the last decade, there would be wars, rumors of wars, there would be a conflict in the nations, race against race, ethnos against ethnos. We're in that time. Israel is going to move into Lebanon. He says, we have been attacking for 8 months. Hezbollah is paying a very high price. It has increased its strength in recent days, and we are prepared, after a very good process of training, to move to attack in the north. We have strong defense readiness to attack. We are approaching a decision point, he emphasized. This was a war cabinet meeting convened Tuesday night. Again, these huge fires this weekend have persisted in Israel's Galilee region following stepped-up rocket and drone attacks by Hezbollah on northern Israel. Some reports said that over 20 to 30 wildfires in various locations have consumed 25 acres of land. Since the Gaza war erupted in the wake of the Hamas October 7 attack, 80,000 residents in northern Israel have remained outside of their homes and communities, giving the tit-for-tat fighting that has persisted. General Halevi concluded at the end of his visit in Kiryat Shmona, quote, now the IDF's job is to destroy Hezbollah. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, he also is urging the armed forces to begin a campaign in Lebanon. They can no longer allow and allow these attacks, these barrage of rockets, endless attack being supplied every day by Iran, by Russia. And he said, they're burning us. All Hezbollah strongholds should be burned. They should be destroyed. And now they're talking about straight out war in Lebanon. This is a sign that to me is very evident. We are in the war. You could some say that this could be the third. I don't think it's a third world war. This is a regional war. There's also another escalation of war in Ukraine. So these are regional wars. There's going to be another regional war when Russia, with a group of nations, attacks Israel. There's going to be an additional war after that when the ISIS, Hezbollah, ISIL, Daesh, Islamic forces begin campaigns of attacks internationally. This is another war that is going to happen right here in this country and in Europe. It won't happen in China because the Chinese, they keep a close tab on Muslims in China. Any thought, any evidence that there's going to be some type of an attack by terrorists in China, these people don't have an opportunity to begin any kind of attack. But the Hamas and Hezbollah, they always go for the soft targets. Germany, in France, England, all through Europe, Spain. They do quite a bit in Pakistan, India. Not too much in Africa. There's going to be more in the United States. But there's going to be not world war, but there's going to be war A, B, C, D, E, F, quite a few conflicts internationally. All of these wars are indicators that the big war, the big gathering of the nations that hate Israel and the nations that are hell-bent on world hegemony, the United States will be at Armageddon. Whoever is victor at Armageddon will rule the world if you take God out of the equation. If China can defeat the armies in Armageddon, China will be able to occupy Central Asia and own the world. If America would be successful, we would own the world. If the Islamic armies will win, they will rule the world. So you can imagine what will happen if Christ doesn't return. Should America rule the world, there will be a satanic occult world. If China should win, there will be a, you'll have 2 minute cities for eternity. If Islam rules the world, you will have prayer 6 times a day in every nation, in every block, in every city in this world. But Christ, when he comes to rule, there will be peace in the world. There will be no war for 1,000 years. And the world will be blessed. I'm going to the next break. I'm going to be back. I'm thinking that I should discuss parasites, the world's, or the number one killer of the haters of mankind, the pharmaceutical companies. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
Well, I hate to talk about the individual up on the hill. I don't know what's going to happen when he and Trump have this first debate. I really don't think it's going to happen. And the American people, I'll put it this way, the nations of the world, the intelligent people of the world, the leaders of the world in all of the World Economic Forum and the IMF, the Davos, Bilderbergers, that whole group, they are laughing at the American people. They are laughing at the citizens in the U.S., especially the liberals, because they have pulled off exactly what Adolf Hitler did with Germany in deceiving the German people. The people in this country are completely deceived. These other nations, the leaders, they know that Joe Biden is not making the decisions. They know that. They're actually, it is causing panic in the other nations of the world, because they know if you have a hidden government, they can't see, they don't have any idea what this government, this hidden government, is going to do, what kind of policy changes. They are watching closely what's happening in this country. The people who should be watching, who should know what is really happening, are oblivious to the fact that the individual that we call president is not, does not have the mental capability to run this nation, to make any kind of decisions. And the American people, for the most part, have been deceived into believing that he is the man in power. Again, going back to what's happening in the European nations, the chancellors of Germany, he knows it's not Biden. Macron knows it's not Joe Biden running the country. These are insiders. These people in Europe and in Canada, they're insiders. In England, Australia, New Zealand, they are part of a new, the one world order, the one world government, the new world order. That is the system they have been involved, they have been assisting to with America and powers in this country to build that system. But they are realizing that there is now an alternate world power. There is an international world order separate from the Klaus Schwab, Bilderbergers, G7, G20 network. There is a second, there is an alternative. It is called the BRICS affiliates, the initial five BRICS nations, plus there's 11, I think there's going to be 20 nations that are in this new network, I think by this summer, if I'm correct. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. There's an international world order that is being headed up, has been headed up by Russia and China. The Russians, the Chinese, all these nations in this new international order, they are very aware. They, when they gather, one of the things they discuss is how to de-dollarize, how to break the stranglehold of America's sanctioning ability through petrodollar. And in their conversations, not in public, they discuss what is happening in this election with these candidates. And I guarantee you, well, I don't have to be that strong. I'm just going to tell you, they understand and they know that Donald Trump is not going to become president. And they're pretty much fully aware of the fact there isn't going to be an election. They have intelligence, all these little nations, India, Brazil, China, Russia, South Africa, France, Germany, England, all the European nations, Mexico, Canada. They know what is coming to America, and it is not Donald Trump. In this country, I know that the Trump supporters, the conservatives, and Christian people in general realize that the safest candidate is Donald Trump as far as his conservative policies. But I know that deep in the heart, deep in the intuition, I know they realize that It is a hope that is fading. Deep in the heart of the MAGA and the voters, there is this, just in the back of their mind, this possibility, the thought that possibly something that we cannot imagine is going to happen to not frustrate the election, but to interfere with or stop an election. And then there are many laws, constitutional laws, procedures for if there's war. Does Biden stay in? If he dies, who replaces him? If there is lockdown in this country, martial law, that suspends an election, who's going to run the country? These are things that I think the American people are, they don't want to think about it, they don't want to believe it, but it's something we cannot dismiss. I'll be back.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor,
starting Monday, Press of Truth will be on at 6 p.m., so I just want to remind you, and then you can stream the two-hour program, which will play from 11 to 1 Mountain Time. You can stream that early in the day at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I have friends. I have coffee. We visit. We're older. We've been around quite a while. We understand history. And one day I was telling them that some are Republicans, others are Democrats. And I just mentioned something to the friends that were Democrats. I said, you know, the Democrats, they don't have a candidate. The only individual that they would really like to see return to the presidency is Barry Satoru, the Christian name of the Muslim Barack Obama. And the friend, he really liked that idea because he's Democrat. He voted for Obama both terms. He liked the policies. But he had to think about it, and he thought, well, that can't happen. And if it did happen, the consequences, and it was just too hard to consider the changes that would have to take place in the Constitution, in the political world, in Washington, D.C., for that to happen. So he, as much as he liked the thought of the president he had voted for returning, he didn't like the thought that what would have to change in the country as far as the laws in the Constitution, what would have to change to bring that to pass. He wasn't too happy about that. In my considerations, there is no Democrat really contender for the Democrat Party for president. Donald Trump is really running alone, solo. And the momentum that he has, in spite of all the hindrances and the plans of the shadow government, hidden government, no matter what they've done, still his ratings are still very high. So he's not really going to run against Joe Biden. But who is the person that the Democrats are going to accept? And the Democrats, these people, we may not like them. They are like a wolverine. You can't stop them. They don't back down. It's very evil. It's very demonic and satanic. They are members of, many of them are members of secret societies. They are cunning, brilliant, Can't take that away from them. They have something up their sleeve. This is the final hand in this poker game, and they have something up their sleeve. They have an ace up their sleeves that the Republicans, the Rhino Republicans know about, because the Rhino Republicans are part of it, and the Rhino, the Uniparty in this country, together, they have a card up their sleeve that we can't figure out. I don't know what it is. I can assume a lot of different scenarios, but the thought that, in my view, it's my opinion, to my studies of what's happening in the political world, what has happened for the last 7 years, in studying Bible prophecy and putting it all together, I've come to this view, and that the only one that can come back illegally and get away with it, that could take power and snatch away an election, and the citizens of this country could do nothing about it, who would cause a coup? There's only one person that could do that. Barry Satoru, the Christian name of the Muslim Barack Obama. That would be the only individual that I believe could replace the empty seat. Trump is sitting in a seat that he actually legally should be in. Legally, according to the Constitution and what transpired, he is the president still. The only one that can really, truly unseat him and take position would be Barack Obama. And the reason I continue to present this is because now I'm listening out there in the network world, and there is talk, there has been talk about the Obama administration really controlling everything that's happening with in the as far as politically in this country and what is happening with foreign policy. You know, the Barack administration, that administration was very anti-Israel, anti-Benjamin Netanyahu. It is still the same. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll be back.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Get Dad a 6 to 8 foot tall Colorado fruit tree, now only $119.99. Choose from apple, cherry, pear, or plum. 4 to 5 foot tall Colorado spruce trees, now only $299.99. Family owned and cared for since 1980, the Tree Farm always has free professional loading. Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
If or when this, if I'm correct, then here by November, I don't know what changes are coming, maybe in August, September, October, but there's going to be a shift because Joe Biden, the imposter, is about to leave the front page news. And be 2 weeks is coming, was it a week ago today, when Donald Trump was found guilty on all these charges. That sent a shockwave to the American people, but it sent a bigger shockwave to the leaders of the world. And with Steve Bannon today, now he's going to be sentenced. I was talking to Craig James earlier in the day. He told me about Steve. Did I hear about Steve Bannon? And the first thing that I thought was, he's going to jail. He's in jail. And he says, no, he's going to be put in jail the first part of July. That keeps him out of the race until just 4 days before the election. Well, these people, they are cunning again and evil. This was no accident. This was pre-planned. Everything will change in this election, in the at election time. Everything is going to change even before that. And for the people in the audience that are Christians, that follow Bible prophecy, this is a sign from the Lord that you better wake up because the tribulation is coming. I don't believe it's going to come this year. I believe the tribulation will begin in 2025. But this election season is going to be a big sign to the Christian people and to the people of the world and this nation. Something bad is coming. Something that is terrifying. And what will happen when Barack Obama once again returns to a position of power in this nation, then people will start to believe and realize that the tribulation is very near and that we are in the final decade that Christ said, or the final decade before Christ's return. I'm presenting this because the other pastors of the land are not presenting it. The pastors of the land are the blind leading the blind to a great degree, but somebody, needs to present the concepts and the thoughts that this election is going to be a wake-up call for millions and millions of Christians. And the rest of the Christians that don't wake up, they'll just continue to believe the lies, and there'll be no change in their lives. For today, Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. We'll visit tomorrow.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.